Hello, and hope you're all well and keeping safe. Bit windy today, but really glad to that you're joining me again for another look at a couple of parables that we're going to discuss that Jesus told us when he was here on earth. This is for Sunday, the 25th of October, just at the start of half term, so I hope you've got something good planned, even if you're not able to travel around, and even if you're not able to go around to the places that you would have normally gone to. I hope that you enjoy whatever you get up to. So, before we go into the parables, let's play our little game. So, I am thinking of something, and I'll give you five clues. Let's see whether you can work it out. So, for 5 points, I am thinking of a drink. For 4 points, it is one you can have either hot or cold. Does that help? For 3 points, it is a drink that can be mixed with other things to change its taste. So you can either mix it with other liquids or you can mix it with powders to change its taste. For 2 points, children especially are encouraged to drink it every day. And for 1 point, it is a dairy product. Does that help and does that solve it for you? If you guessed that I was thinking of milk, then you are right. Well done for that. It's just for fun. So, okay. So today we're looking at two parables, and they both have the same theme, or they have similar theme. The first one we're going to look at is found in Matthew chapter 18. So, if you have your Bibles with you, please go to that. And it's verse 12 and 14. So, the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 12 says, "What do you think a man does who has 100 sheep and one of them gets lost? He will leave the other 99 grazing on the hillside and go and look for the lost sheep. When he finds it, I tell you, he feels far happier over this one sheep than over the 99 that did not get lost. In the same way, your Father in heaven does not want any of these little ones to be lost." Right, so this is Jesus who is talking, and before this, just before this, he was talking about children and how it is so important that we look after children and we guide them in the right way and we help them to know God and not to lead them in the wrong way. And then he starts then talking about sheep, and because of the farmers roundabout used to keep sheep. That was quite a common thing. And in the hills of the land where Jesus was, they would be sheep grazing up on the hills. And, the shepherd, one of his jobs was to lead the sheep to graze in good pasture, just like Psalm 23 tells us. And it tells us about God being our shepherd and how he leads us in the right way to go. So this now is talking about what length God would go to if one of his children was doing the right thing or had lost his way. And this is something that we could relate to, because certainly when we lose something that is precious to us, like a ring or a valuable, something that's valuable, even if you lost your school book or you lost something that you needed for that day, your PE kit or something like that, if you lost your phone, because you need it, you would really look for it and you would search everywhere and you might even go back to where you thought you had found it. So we can understand that concept of losing something that is quite valuable. Now, in this scenario, God leaves the rest of the sheep. They are safe, and he knows they are safe. He knows where they are, and he puts all his effort into finding this lost sheep. And as Christians, as people that believe in God and that trust in him, this should make us feel really good. It should let us know how much God would go to, what lengths he would go to, that if we ever lost our way, or we stopped believing in God, or we just didn't trust him anymore, that he would go to a lot of lengths. He would do a lot, as much as he could, to try and restore us back and to try and bring us back into the fold and bring us back to himself. And this really can help us to change the idea that we have of God. Because before, we've talked about the kingdom of heaven, we've talked about God judging us, and God is the one who's going to sort of separate the sheep from the goat and all of that. But now we have to understand God as somebody who really cares for us, as a shepherd who looks after the sheep and does all that he can to find one little lost sheep and prizes that lost sheep so highly that he leaves the other 99 sheep to look for that one. And yes, we do have to answer to God, but he has a different character of not just standing there wagging his finger at us and telling us off, but he actually comes alongside us and he puts his arm lovingly around us and he guides us. And that's what he wants to do for us today. He wants to lead us in the right way and to make sure that if we are lost, we find our way back into the family, that we do not stay out there lost and frightened and on our own, maybe stuck somewhere where we cannot find the right food for ourselves. But we should trust that God is really going to look out for us, and really that he cares for us so much. Okay, so that is the shorter parable that we are going to talk about. The second parable that we're looking at is found in the book of John. So not that many pages to turn. John chapter 10, and it's verse 1 to verse 18. So quite a bit of reading today for this one. Jesus said, "I am telling you the truth. The man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who goes in through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him. The sheep hear his voice as he calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. When he has brought them out, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow someone else. Instead, they will run away from such a person because they do not know his voice." Jesus told them this parable, but they did not understand what he means. So Jesus said again, "I am telling you the truth. I am the gate for the sheep. All others who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Those who come in by me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only in order to kill, steal, and destroy. I have come in order that you may have life, life in all its fullness. I am the good shepherd who is willing to die for the sheep. When the hired man, who is not a shepherd and does not know the sheep, sees a wolf coming, he leaves the sheep and runs away. So the wolf snatches the sheep and scatters them. The hired man runs away because he is only a hired man and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd. As the Father knows me, and I know the Father in the same way I know my sheep and they know me. And I am willing to die for them. There are other sheep which belong to me that are not in this sheep pen. I will bring them too. They will listen to my voice and they will become one flock with one shepherd. The Father loves me because I am willing to give up my life in order that I may receive it back again. No one takes my life away from me. I give it up of my own free will. I have the right to give it up and I have the right to take it up. This is what my Father has commanded me to do. Right, so when we look at this parable, it is linked to another book in the Old Testament where God is talking about being the shepherd of his people, Israel. And that's in Ezekiel chapter 34. If you have time, you can read that so that it will help you to understand what Jesus is sort of referring to here as well. So what used to happen is the sheep would be in the sheep pen. And then because the shepherd is always looking for good pasture for the sheep, then the sheep would go out into the field. They would be led by the shepherd into the field. And they would eat where there were lots of different sheep that belonged to lots of different people. And there'll be like maybe three or four shepherds all with their sheep all gathered together and eating from the same area. But when it was time for the shepherd to get the sheep back into their pen, the shepherd would just stand there and call out to the sheep. And the sheep would get up and they would separate themselves from the other sheep that belonged to a different shepherd. And this was common knowledge. This is how the sheep were looked after. And this was the relationship between the sheep and the shepherd. So the shepherd, really, when Jesus here is talking about the sheep knowing his voice, he is quite serious about it, that if the sheep do not know the voice of their shepherd, they would follow the wrong person. Right, so we'll talk about that in a minute. So in this case, we have got quite a few characters. We've got sheep. We've got a gatekeeper. We have a stranger, a thief. We have the shepherd. And we have a hired hand. And then we have a gate. So quite a few different things to focus on in this parable. So initially, Jesus says that he is the gate. And he's the gate for the sheep. And sheep should go through him. And this is very similar to us looking at salvation, that our salvation, to be children of God, the Bible tells us that there is only one way to be a child of God. There is only one way to belong to the kingdom of heaven. There's only one way to get to heaven, and that is through Jesus Christ. And he says that a lot through the Bible, that we should trust in him, that he even says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, that no man comes to the Father but by me. So there again, Jesus is highlighting the fact that there's no other way to get to God except through him and knowing him and understanding him and trusting in him. So that very much takes care of Jesus as the gate. And then he says that there are other people that have come before him. And these could be some of the false prophets that have come before, but also the false prophets that we will see during the end times, as we get close to the time when Jesus Christ is going to come back again, we will see people. The Bible tells us that there will be people that will come and say, I am Jesus, or that I am the one who you should follow to get to God the Father. But they are not to be trusted. These are the thieves and the robbers that will try and turn people away from hearing God. But if we are truly reading our Bible and praying and listening carefully and having that personal relationship with Jesus, we will not be deceived, and we will not follow the wrong person, and we will not have wrong ideas or believe the wrong thing, and we will not be deceived. We will not let anything get in our way of our relationship with God and with Jesus. So we will not follow, the wrong things, and we will come in the right way through Jesus to be saved. And then we have this famous passage, or this famous verse, which is one of the verses that we talked about a few months, when we were talking about things that Christians should know. And one of them was looking at John chapter 10, verse 10, where Jesus says, the thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come in order that you might have life and have it in all its fullness. So here Jesus is telling us that there are other forces working against us. There are thieves and robbers and strangers and things that would want to do us harm, things that would want to hurt us, that even as people that trust in God, if we are not careful, we will not end up with a good life. And how the thief comes and steals things from us today, he steals our joy. He steals our health. He steals our good relationships with other people. And he can steal our future. And how he kills, again, he could kill any happy thoughts you have. He could kill relationships you have with other people. And he does try to kill us as people. And he tries to destroy our life, tries to destroy our happy relationship with God. And he tries to destroy our joyful outlook of what life can be like. So we have to really rely on Jesus to be the gateway and the door, the gate that we can go through to have a good life. Because he said, I have come that you might have life and have it to the full. And so we want to have that good life that we can get through Jesus Christ. So we have to truly trust him and follow his voice and make sure that we are listening to him and not listening to people that are speaking against God, or people that are leading us away from good friends and good relationships, or telling us to do bad and naughty things. Because the devil really does try to destroy a relationship that we might have with our parents or our siblings. We have to work hard to make sure that we're listening to the right people in our lives, and that we don't listen to bad examples or bad influences that would make us sad and other people around us sad. Then Jesus goes on in verse 11. He says, I am the good shepherd, and I'm willing to die for the sheep. He says this three times. He keeps saying that he is willing to die for the sheep. When you have a hired hand who is not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, he sees a wolf coming and he runs away. So there, Jesus is wanting to make us aware that, yes, there might be somebody else there who acts like they are there for the sheep, and they act like they're there to look after the sheep, and they might even seem as if they're protecting the sheep and are looking after the sheep and have got the sheep's best intentions at heart. But when the test comes, when the big trial comes, and it's a choice between that shepherd who's the hired hand and the sheep, then that shepherd is going to look after themselves. That hired hand is going to look after themselves, because really their main focus is to look after themselves and not the sheep. They are not trying their best to look after the sheep. So Jesus then ends up by saying the hired man runs away because he's only a hired man and he doesn't care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd. And he repeats that. This is the second time he's saying he is the good shepherd. And he says, I am the good shepherd, as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. In the same way, I know my sheep and they know me. Now, we know that God the Father and God the Son, Jesus, they are very, very close. Jesus made sure he spent a lot of time in prayer with God while he was here on earth. Several times we will read that he left the disciples and went on his own to pray. There were times when he would be with multitudes of people and he would go off to pray. And that was him spending time with God. So they were very, very close. And Jesus did not ever think, oh yeah, I'm here on earth, I'll do my own thing, I'll do what I want. No, he always made sure that he spent time with God and he knew his Father's voice. And that's what he wants us to do. He wants us to be very, very careful to make sure that we keep that close relationship with him, so that we know him as well as he and the Father know each other. And he says here, I am willing to die for the sheep. And that is so important for us to realize how much Jesus loves us, that he puts us before all of his own needs. If we realize that, then we will understand that there is nothing that Jesus would not give us. That really having that eternal life with him is worth it. That there is nothing that we cannot ask Jesus to give us that he would hold back from us. So when we ask him for something and we don't get it, we should know that he is still looking out for us. He's still willing to give us everything that we need. But maybe we don't need that thing. Or maybe we're asking for it at the wrong time. Or maybe it really will not do us any good. So we should realize that, you know, Jesus gave up the one thing that was most precious to him, which was his life. He gave up his life for us. And he will not hold back anything from us that we need. And we just have to trust him. So how are we like sheep? What makes us like sheep? What are sheep like? So sheep follow either each other or they follow the shepherd. And we need to make sure we are following the shepherd. We need to be like sheep that follow the shepherd and that trust the shepherd and trust that what the shepherd is doing is for their good. And if we follow the shepherd, we know he will take us to a good place. So we need to be trusting Jesus and to be ready to follow him wherever he takes us, and to know that that is going to be a good place. And sheep need guidance. They can't make all these decisions on their own. They're quite simple animals. They're not very complicated. So we have to be like sheep in that way. We have to realize that we need God's guidance. And we need to trust in that guidance. We need his protection. And we need God to take us to the best food, to the best place where we will receive the best thing that we need that day. Whether that is, clothes or food or friends or whatever we need, we should trust God to take us to that place where we will find, we'll find the best food. Just like the shepherd looks for where the best pasture is and he takes the sheep there. And then after some time, he will think, oh yeah, the sheep are going to be thirsty now. And he will take the sheep to water. And he'll take them, just like Psalm 23 says, he'll take them to a nice, calm place where the water is not rushing by and could cause them any harm. But he'll take them to the right place where they will be. They can drink all they need and be satisfied. So we need to trust God for those things. And sheep, if they can be tempted, they can be pulled away from their shepherd if they are not careful. And we need to be careful to make sure that we are not pulled away from Jesus being our shepherd, that we do not let other things influence us in the wrong way and take us away from where we should be in God's presence. We need to make sure that we are focused on holding on to God, especially during this time where we are not meeting and things are not going the way that we would want them to, that we're not getting, we're not meeting up together as we used to do. So it's like, we have to be very careful to make sure that we stay in our faith, that we do not let our faith slip and we do not let things get the better of us on the situation and we lose our faith and we start thinking, what is God doing? Is he still out there? Does he still care for me? God does. He's always cared for us and he still cares for us now. So we have to stay with our faith. We might see something that is shiny or something that is sweet, or maybe we might get lazy and think, I don't want to do this anymore. Or maybe we're not happy with the broadcasts and this very impersonal way of attending church. But this is only for a short time. Things will not stay this way forever. There will come a time when we'll be able to do things the way we want and the way we are used to. But until then, we must make the effort of holding on to God and trusting in him and relying on him. So we've talked about the hired man who is not as committed to looking after the sheep. He might protect them and he might look after them for a while and he might take them to the right place. But when the danger comes, that's it, he's gone. And this is like, at that time, Jesus was probably talking to the religious leaders and he was letting them know that they are misleading people and they're not telling them the right things to do and that they're not telling the people how they can get closer to God, that they're making it very difficult for people not to get close to God. But the good shepherd doesn't hesitate to put himself between the sheep and any danger. The good shepherd is willing to lay down his life and to die from them. So, we have to trust that we can't run our own lives. We need guidance. We need to make the right decisions. And we need to make the right choices. And sometimes it's very difficult for us to see what those choices are. So we need to be able to rely on Jesus and to know that He's going to look after us and he's going to help us make those right decisions. If we have a close and personal relationship with Jesus, then we have nothing to look to worry about, because he will look after us. And if we keep listening out for his voice and making sure that when we hear his voice, that's where we go. Not listening out and hearing a stranger's voice and going with the stranger. We must listen for the right voice, Jesus's voice. So we need to spend time with him so that we're aware of what that voice will look like. And then in verse 16, Jesus starts talking about something that's also very interesting. He now starts talking about this other sheep. And he says, there are other sheep that belong to me, but they are not in the sheep pen and they are not in this flock. And he says, but I will bring them too, and they will listen to my voice, and they will become one flock with one shepherd. And this is quite an interesting concept, because initially, as we were saying before, that in Ezekiel, he was talking about Israel being the shepherd, being the sheep that Jesus was talking to. But then when he starts talking about these other sheep, it gets really interesting, because it's like these other sheep are people outside of Israel, of the family of Israel. So that would be the Gentiles. And this was, you know, this was a time before people started preaching to the Gentiles and started preaching to let them know about Jesus, and that they too could belong to the family of God. But Jesus already predicted that the Gentiles would be coming in, and he said, there will be other sheep and I will bring them in and they will have one shepherd. And it makes me think that Jesus wants our help. He needs our help to do that, because when new sheep come into the fold, we obviously have to make them comfortable and make them feel like they belong to the church. So we should be on the lookout to look for these other sheep that Jesus was talking about. We should try and talk to other people about Jesus and try and let them know that we are one family of God, because that's what Jesus is saying here, that he wants them to be one flock of sheep. That's all of us being Christians, with one shepherd, which is himself. So if we're listening to him, then we will know the right people to talk to and the right way to, the right things to say to them that will bring them into the kingdom of God. So we should be on the lookout for that. So quite a few things there that we can learn about following Jesus, being resilient and holding on to our faith, and not to be moved by other people, not to be influenced by bad people around us, and, you know, just to really concentrate and to know that God loves us, like we saw in that first parable, that God loves us so much that even if we were the only people on earth, that Jesus Christ would still come. God would still send Jesus Christ to save just one person. If you were the only person on earth, God would still send Jesus Christ to come and to save you. That's how important you are to him. So, you know, let that encourage you and let that help you in your faith, to be strong in your faith and to know that God really, really loves you. So before we go, let us pray. Lord, I just thank you for everybody listening to this. And I just pray that you touch them and you help their faith to be strong. And even during this time while we are on school holidays, I pray that you will help them to find something good to say about the time that they're at home, and to be careful and to be safe, and to look out for all their relatives and other people around them. And in all that we're doing, Lord, that we will glorify your name by listening carefully to your voice and knowing that you love us so much. Thank you for that love, and help us to love other people too. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, it was great that you joined me today. I hope that you do have a wonderful, wonderful rest during half term. Take care. God bless you. Bye.